This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Open heart surgery to replace or repair heart valves can be tougher on the elderly and some others, but an alternative available within the last few years provides a less invasive approach using catheters. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Sarah Guilano of UT Southwestern Medical Center explains how the procedure works.
We typically put the catheter in through the large artery in the groin, occasionally through a smaller incision in the chest, and the valve is kind of compressed. It's put right at the location of the previously existing valve that's narrowed down and causing the problem. The old valve remains intact. The new valve essentially squishes the old valve against the wall of the aorta, and the new valve starts functioning like a regular surgical valve replacement. You know, nothing is cut out. It's just something is put in. And then the valve starts functioning pretty much immediately. And the beauty of that is the patient is able to avoid a large incision in the chest. They can avoid the use of the heart-lung bypass machine, which are all associated with maybe a longer recovery in people who are frail and older. And that's kind of the target population for this therapy.
Because otherwise you would literally have to open up the chest, separate it, and then go in that way.
Correct. And for people, you know, elderly patients in their 80s or 90s or people with certain coexisting conditions, it would be hard for them to recover from a procedure like that. The mitral valve repair is a little bit different. It's not a replacement, but we go in through the vein in the groin and we're able to cinch together the mitral valve to prevent it from leaking as much.
Surgery really is trauma on the body, isn't it?
It can be a longer recovery. That's true. But for most patients, open heart surgery with aortic valve replacement or mitral valve repair is still the gold standard treatment.
Why that over the minimally invasive approach?
Mostly because we have decades worth of data to say that that open heart surgery is successful, that the valves that we're using to replace the native valve are durable, they last a long time. With the newer technologies, we have a fair amount of data on it, but not nearly the length of follow-up that we have for traditional surgical valves. And so that's a concern. You know, are the newer valves going to perform the same way that the surgical valves do? We think so, but we can't say for sure.
So it's something you do when it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, it's an alternative for surgery in people who are either at prohibitive risk of undergoing traditional surgical valve replacement or who are high risk. And whether it's the risk is high because of their comorbidities, like say they have really severe lung disease or kidney disease, that may be what puts them in the category of acceptable for transcatheter valve replacement.
Are there still risks associated with using catheters?
Yeah, there are some risks. There's a slightly higher risk of stroke during some of the transcatheter valve replacement procedures. There's a slightly different risk of bleeding, not so much bleeding through the incision in the chest, but rather bleeding through the site that the valve is implanted, like in the groin. So it certainly isn't a risk-free procedure, but again, that's where, you know, the team of doctors taking care of the patient can help balance the risks and benefits for each different approach and make an educated decision along with the patient in terms of what the best route is for them.
Dr. Guilano, thank you for being with me.
Okay, thank you very much.